In the 8th century BC, the prophet Isaiah was called to foretell the future, the kingdom of Judah. It was a complicated time. Judah was being threatened with destruction from neighboring enemies, but yet God's mercy spared them. Isaiah gave them a message to turn from sin and live with the hopeful expectation of God's deliverance in the future. But this chapter is also immediately practical for us today. Something significant happened in Christ. We already have realized the hope that Israel was longing. We already have the future blessings that so many have waited. Blessings are not something you postpone for the future. They are present now. Are there promises that you still hope for? Future blessings that you still wish? Well, the theme for this meditation from Isaiah chapter 54 is the future that is already present in Christ. I pray you will ponder on the definite hope of a day already here when the Lord already is. There are future blessings hidden in every moment of your life, but you have to be willing to open your heart to see them. So this time is a divine sanctuary for your mind to settle, your breathing to relax, and your eyes to close softly. For this next moment, just be still as you release yourself to the present protection of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Safe in this holy retreat, listen and respond now to this reading from Romans chapter 11. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, may I know your mercy. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For God has consigned all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all. And Lord God, may I know your mercy. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways! And Lord God, may I know your mercy. For who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has been his counselor? But Lord God, may I know your mercy. Spend a few more moments now being present. The past is closed. The future has yet to open. So take this time to rest in the present blessings of God. Is there a future wish that is dominating your mind? Well, take note of it and start there as you come to God. Just let that future hope be the beginning of your time in prayer. Continue to softly whisper it to God. Bring it to him. But consider, is there any anxiety around receiving what you wish for? Well, let future worry dissolve into a present divine blessing from the Holy Father. for this next minute. Continue in prayer as you stay mindful in the present moment. Whisper, Lord God, may I know your present mercy. Let the Divine One be your center. Let present mercy be your sacred prayer. Center to on your breathing. Just bring your attention back to each breath. Anxiety often has us taking shallow breaths from our chest, but allow your breathing to slow as you breathe deep from your belly now. Just focus on the slow rise of each deep breath. Notice each unique, immediate breath. Exhale and forget your last breath. And don't think of the next one yet, but give thanks for this one. Your mind and your breathing may wander and seem erratic. Not to worry. Just let the wandering be a gentle reminder to pause and center back on your present breath, that one. I will give you a minute now, and with each exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer, present mercy. As you breathe, stay centered on the presence of the one Holy Father, the being of the one Son, and the attendance of the one Holy Spirit. Does your mind still wander? Does it drift? We'll pause, breathe, and center back on the immediate presence of the Triune God. Take another minute now to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, may I know your mercy. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, these words of wisdom from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, and we'll be in the New Living Translation. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is saying to you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. What if that reading is still lingering in your mind? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking to you. Let Him speak now. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New International Version. To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. Though the mountains are shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. What did you hear or feel after that listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and listen for His voice to bless you. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen now from the New International Reader's Version. The mountains might shake, the hills might be removed, but my faithful love for you will never be shaken, and my covenant that promises peace to you will never be removed, says the Lord. He shows you His loving concern. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God right now? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. Let this contemplation be your worship of the Divine One. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, blink your mind, and return to the One. while resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see yourself now sitting in front of a lit candle in a darkened, quiet room. But notice that there are hundreds of unlit candles around you. I want you to now take your lit candle and light one next to you. And now another. And another. Just like at a Christmas Eve church service singing Silent Night in the dim sanctuary. Use your candle to keep lighting each one. How does it begin to look? Well, notice how hundreds and thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle. And yet, the light of your first candle isn't dimmed. Well, blessings are the same. Blessings never decrease by being shared. So for this next minute, sit and receive the present blessings of God. Sit even longer and imagine how you might share those present blessings with others. Center once more on your breathing. And the moment you feel led, slowly start to open your eyes. How do you feel changed from how we began? Well, I pray you feel free from future worry and centered on the present blessings of God. And as you encounter others feeling hopeless, well, consider how God might use you to show them hope by sharing your blessings. And let me pray this closing benediction, never to let go of the truth that even though the mountains may move and the hills disappear, God's faithful love for you will remain. His covenant of blessing will never be broken. So may you know the present hope of Christ, be guided by the present promises of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the present blessings of God, now and always. And Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.